Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, am I allowed to say that the boosters were, you know, and the booster topics and the booster headlines are just absolute clusters? Am I allowed to say that? I think the whole booster thing is starting to be another cluster and a half. Let's just recap. Let's just recap what's been going on with boosters, okay? Right? We were told that we needed to get our two shots. That our two shots was going to give us a certain amount of immunity. We might need a booster, right? They'll let us know. They'll study it. And we will have a very nice, coherent ruling on what we need in terms of booster when it comes time to the fall. Instead, a whole Afghanistan troop pullout, Americans left behind disaster, forced the White House to come up with a headline saying, guys, everybody's going to get a booster or be able to start getting their booster September 20th. Now, that was 32 days before the September 20th date, leaving people scrambling going, wait, can I get it now? Should I get it now? We're in a Delta wave. The Delta wave is putting more kids in the hospital than the previous wave. Vaccinated people and vaccinated people are ending up in the hospital. So there was a rush of people getting a booster. I think we've had about 1.1, 1.2 million people already get a booster shot, leading Dr. Fauci and other public officials to go, hey, guys, don't get the booster too soon. So the people allowed to get the booster were older individuals, those who are immunocompromised. But those who are not, quote-unquote, at risk are supposed to wait till September 20th. However, September 20th, is a magic date that the White House came up with, and the FDA and the CDC last week said, wait a second, can the White House slow down on making any announcements about the booster until we look at the data? From what I understand, Pfizer's data is going to get to them 3 days prior this September 20th deadline. The Biden administration loves deadlines. They do, no matter how much chaos it causes. Moderna, I believe, might follow a week or two later. So the September 20th wouldn't necessarily mean Moderna is ready. And I believe Johnson & Johnson still has to submit their data. And the September 20th date is for those who are 8 months past their second dose. So you would think, in theory, this would be a very nice, methodical sort of process, but no. Then the booster isn't necessarily a mutation-specific shot. It's the shot that was designed in early 2020. So it'll help boost your immunity, but we still aren't attacking the variants. Delta variant, we got this Mu variant already on the way. So that's a cluster. But then putting the cherry on the cake, or the cherry on the top of the sundae, where you got the ice cream and the scoops of ice cream, and then you got the whipped cream, and then you got the nuts, and I don't know why we put nuts on the sundae, get the nuts out of the sundae, and then we put the cherry on top, is the World Health Organization is asking us to halt the booster shots. Not for safety reasons, but apparently they are a little ticked off that rich countries are boasting about having all these extra shots when poor countries haven't even gotten theirs. This is one big cluster. Now, Austin Carter from CBS4 Miami interviewed me yesterday on who should get the shot, who shouldn't get the shot, what should we do, what is kind of the plan. And I didn't have as much to tell him as I wanted to because we still are waiting for the CDC and the FDA's plan. Those of you that got two shots of Pfizer, You're asking, do I get a Pfizer booster or would I be able to get a Moderna booster? Those of you who had Johnson & Johnson, where that groundbreaking study came out saying, look, guys, you're probably going to need an mRNA booster or another Johnson & Johnson. You want to know if you're going to qualify for an mRNA shot or are you going to be turned away and you have to wait for another Johnson & Johnson. Moderna shot, those who got Moderna, they want to know, can I get a Pfizer or do I have to wait for the Moderna? So we're waiting for the FDA and the CDC to give us guidance. And mind you, they should take their time and do this right. I mean, COVID should never be politicized and should never be used to distract people from foreign policy debacles. So I get the FDA and CDC asking the administration, can you hold, you know, can you slow your roll? Let us figure out what the heck is going on and how we should suggest this. But do we know what the side effects are for a third shot? Not a lot. I mean, if 1.1 million people did receive it, you can use that as a data pool. But people are asking, look, I had COVID. I had my two shots. When is it enough? Why do I keep needing more? And my answer has, you know, been, well, we have the variants. But the problem is I can't answer that with a straight face because, well, then why aren't the boosters variant specific? Well, you can't make a booster variant specific because there's so many variants. But when you look at the variants, like the Mu, then the Lambda, and the Delta, they have similar mutations on their spike protein. We identified these mutations a year ago. So why aren't the new formulations more specific for that mutation? Well, the reason why is it'd be a whole new shot. And they would have to go through all new trial. And they would have to go through all more data. So it's easier to just do the quote-unquote boosters of the previous one than to make a more specific mutation-related new formulated vaccine. It's quicker to just give a booster. But I would think after a year, we would have already been kind of working on that. The whole purpose of the mRNA vaccine, the reason why we tell people not to panic about it is because its technology has been around and we know we could fine-tune it. So I get it's confusing. 1-877-DELI. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are getting a little tiny bit of good news. It looks like the Delta variant might have gone down just a touch, as the CDC, if you look at their map, reported a declining 7-day moving average of Delta cases. This was as of September 6th, 28,000 less cases reported than the week before. So now, whenever I see that, I like to use that as a huge marker of, okay, so it looks like we might be coming out of the wave. And remember, the UK was able to come out of their wave. India was able to come out of their Delta wave. So, you know, it's only a matter of time where we're going to finally start to see the end of this next wave. And so I do believe we are going to start seeing less cases soon. The problem is when they say 7-day moving average of Delta cases, also include mild. So it really then is dependent on the testing. So if you have many industries back at work, let's say, you know, schools, all that, and there was all this testing, and then you have a whole bunch of teachers revolt because they don't want swabs stuck up their nose, which, by the way, has happened, and walkouts have happened and things like that. And so businesses are like, you know what, all right, we're not going to keep testing. We're not going to. So if the testing or people volunteering to get tested, if those go down, obviously then testing numbers go down. So, you know, when we look at cases, I really look more at the hospitalization numbers. Like, and so Worldometers has a serious critical column. And that column, we were down to just a few thousand about a month and a half ago that were serious, you know, critical in the hospital. That number is still hovering about 25,000. And we're being told that kids and pediatric COVID cases have reached a record high. More than 250,000 COVID-19 cases were recorded among children and teens during the week that ended September 2nd. This is being reported by Daily Mail. They say more than 250,000 under 18s tested positive, according to data from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It is the highest total since the AAP began reporting weekly figures for kids in late April 2020. But keep in mind, we didn't test kids a lot. Kids didn't want to be tested. Kids were out of school. There weren't a lot of reasons to test for kids until they were sick. So I could understand how the numbers are up because we're being a little bit more judicious. But this virus also seems to be affecting kids more than it did a year ago. They say minors account for 26.8% of all U.S. cases that week. Additionally, 20,000 kids were admitted to hospitals due to complications from the virus that week. 19 kids died. They said virus-related fatalities among children are rare, and pediatric deaths make up just 0.1% of all COVID deaths. But they say the new figures come as children head back to the classrooms for the 2021-22 school year. Several schools across the nation have already reported outbreaks as well as closures. So whereas last year the schools were closed because kids could Trojan in the virus, they not necessarily be affected that much, but they could carry the virus to the teachers and get the teachers sick. Schools were closed. Now we actually have kids getting sick. And because kids are unvaccinated on the whole, even though 16-year-olds could get an emergency authorization for 12 to 15, most kids are not vaccinated. So some parents are freaking out. They say more than half of the cases have occurred in the South, with 135,000 children and teens testing positive during that period. They say many states in the South have lower vaccination rates than much of the rest of the country. Some governors have set restrictions against certain pandemic-related mandates in school. So Daily Mail talks about how in Florida and Texas, both governors have banned mask mandates. Well, we've spoken about masks. We've spoken about kids and masks. Remember we talked about the duct taping, where some teachers were duct taping the mask or just taping the mask to a kid's face? I mean, that's assault. Kids don't like masks. Kids don't like things on their face. Some kids have trouble breathing. You know, it's the forcing. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If the teacher wants to wear a mask, by all means. Anybody who wants their kid going to school with a mask. But to force it, that brings some questions. Now, somebody might ask, but Dr. Dahlia, if a kid goes to school with a mask, they're going to be bullied, and then they're going to rip off the mask because the other kids are going to make fun of them. And I get that. So if there's a mask mandate, it takes away the bullying aspect. I get that, and I can appreciate that. Trust me, I can't tell you how many times I had to go to school and then I quickly changed my clothes or whatever because whatever my mom dressed me in, I would end up getting bullied. So I completely understand that. But I just don't like mandates. I just think forcing a kid to put something over their breathing apertures where when it's not as effective as an N95 respirator or some things out there that are effective. It just, to me, I think just opens up a whole can of worms. So, sadly, we're seeing kids, battle COVID. We're seeing multiple school closures. I thought I saw 1,300 schools in about 35 states that had to close. I have to double check on the numbers. So, Delta wave hopefully is going to start going down. I don't want to be overly optimistic, but I think it's going to happen. In fact, I think by October, we're going to start seeing those numbers go down. We're going to get a little bit of a breather. And then what's going to happen is we're going to come into the November, December. And with November, December coming around the bend, then we're going to start dealing with either flu or a new COVID wave. Why? What's the cold weather have to do with anything? Well, when it's cold, people stay indoors. People stay together. They're getting ready for the holidays. It's just, maybe they're immunocompromised because of the cold weather. So it's just not necessarily the easiest time when it comes to fighting pandemics and fighting infection. And so we always see a huge surge. In fact, they are predicting that there's going to be a rebound flu season. I don't know. I'm mixed right now because Australia is still having a very light flu season. But then again, in Australia, they have very strict lockdowns, strict mask measures, things like that. So it's harder to get an infectious disease, but you could still get it. But flu is still kind of not being as prominent as it usually is. That's a win, but I just get nervous because when flu comes back, it's going to come back with a vengeance. So we have Mu. The Mu variant. Remember I told you Mu was originally isolated in Colombia? So for those of you trying to figure out, the Greek letters and the variants and where they come from, I remember Colombia starts with C, so cow begins with C, Mu. So that's how I remember that one. So the 1.621 variant has multiple mutations that can increase infectivity, dodge antibody treatments. So it has the 146N, the I95I, the 144T, the Y145S, or 145S, the R346K, the E484K, the N501Y, the P681H mutations. These are mutations, some of them very common now in many of these variants, which is why I'm like, where is the, booster or the new COVID shot that can address those mutations? We're getting COVID vaccines that train us for the previous mutations. That doesn't help as much. But anyway, Mu has now been found in at least 46 countries and, quote, 51 U.S. states, according to Outbreak. I know we're supposed to have 50 states, but we have territories. And so, according to Outbreak.info, 51 states have now Mu. When I first looked this up, Nebraska, I think, was the only one that didn't have it. But there, I have to double check to see if Nebraska has found a Mu case. So the Mu, most of those Mu cases are in California and Florida. And it's a variant that's starting to kind of make its way. We don't know if it's going to have the same infectivity and the same sort of drama that the Delta wave and the Delta variant had. But it's definitely a variant of concern, according to the World Health Organization. Fauci is saying, this is one that we're kind of keeping an eye on. And, it's just one of those things where I really think we really need to start rethinking how we're going to approach our boosters and how mandates don't make a lot of sense, because Israel's already talking about a fourth booster. How do you keep track of all this? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck late Tuesday night near the port city of Acapulco, Mexico. Seismologist says it shook the capital, Mexico City, more than 230 miles away. Roughly 100 aftershocks ranging in the fours and fives have been rocking the area since the initial quake. The State Department expressed concern late Tuesday about the Taliban's new all-male interim cabinet in Afghanistan, which includes a minister who's on a U.S. terrorism list. Also, four of the five Guantanamo Bay detainees released by President Obama have found new positions in the Taliban's Afghanistan government. Fort McCoy Army Base in Wisconsin has identified a case of the measles this week as thousands of Afghan refugees were brought in by the Biden administration as part of a mass evacuation effort in the wake of the Taliban takeover in Kabul. Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin is sounding an alarm. He says unvetted Afghan refugees are being allowed to leave the base. USA Radio News. The Biden administration is requesting tens of billions of dollars for disaster relief. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The White House is requesting around $24 billion in emergency aid from Congress to assist in the recovery from recent natural disasters. Officials said that about $14 billion of their request would address disasters and extreme weather from the past 18 months, and an additional $10 billion would be needed for the response to Hurricane Ida. The Biden administration is asking for the disaster funding to be included in a continuing resolution needed to be passed through Congress before the end of the fiscal year on September 30th to avoid a government shutdown. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has been accused of lying after newly released documents appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. The nonprofit The Intercept released detailed documents given to EcoHealth Alliance, the group that funneled federal funds to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for altering mutant viruses. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know this story got people kind of concerned, but there was a case of the measles in the Fort McCoy Army Base in Texas, who was temporarily housing 8,000 Afghanistan refugees. Has room to support another 5,000 more. And as the U.S. is going to be taking in tens of thousands of Afghanistan refugees, the case of the measles starts to kind of pique the radar of what are we doing from an infectious disease standpoint. Well, according to Fox News, officials are instituting a robust health screening process. They're screening for COVID, they're screening for other infectious disease, and I guess as a result, they did pick up a case of the measles in one of the thousands. Now, if you remember the measles outbreak that we had, I think Ground Zero might have been Disneyland, because there were people that were visiting from out of the country, and they came in, and vaccinated people got affected by the measles as well, because maybe it was a different variant or their immunity wasn't strong enough. But whenever you have foreign exposures or foreign conduits, you know, or things that come from other areas that are a little bit new to your little new, you know, environment, it can kind of shake things up a little bit. That's why many of us get sick when we go down to Mexico or when we go to a country south of the border, and we get what they call Montezuma's revenge, diarrhea, vomiting, you know, abdominal cramps, because our bodies aren't used to the water. It's different. So our bodies react, rejects it. It's not so much we're getting actual full-blown infections. It's sometimes the body just doesn't like the change. And some of the, because we're always exposed to pathogens. We're always exposed to bugs and how our body reacts to that. So it kind of begs the question, well, what sort of diseases could Afghanistan immigrants bring? And I hate saying it like that, because America has been a country full of immigrants. My father and grandparents were immigrants. They had to go through extensive medical screening. They had to be healthy. I mean, look at what happened with the immigrants coming through Ellis Island. You got turned away. Families got split up if they thought one person was sick and somebody else wasn't. So, you know, that's necessarily nothing new. But what is new is we are taking on tens of thousands in such a short period of time. This isn't the trickle-in that has been happening since America was created and America established immigration policies. We are having thousands rush the southern border from Mexico, Central America, even South America. And now with Afghanistan, we are having tens of thousands flown in. That could be just a little too quick, too much, from a public health standpoint. So in 2015, there was a study published in Epidemiological Health, and it was entitled Major Infectious Diseases Affecting the Afghan Immigrant Population of Iran. So what they did is they looked at Afghanistan immigrants that had moved to Iran, and 29% of the refugees had infectious disease that were screened. Now, again, I don't know how robust Iran's screening process was, but at least 29% were reported to have something. This included tuberculosis, multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, malaria, cholera, Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic fever, leishmaniasis, hepatitis B. So study authors in 2015 suggested that the health status be very carefully and closely monitored to reduce the spread of infectious disease in Iran. Now, according to the Borgen Project, illnesses that commonly affect the Afghan people in Afghanistan are tuberculosis, meningitis, malaria, the Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic fever, measles, hepatitis A, polio, rabies, typhoid fever, cholera. And you can, you know, get some of these diseases from ticks, mosquitoes, contaminated water and food, depending on which one. But many of these, once you get it, can very easily be spread to somebody else. So this starts to beg the question, are we prepared from a public health standpoint for measles coming to us, foreign measles? Again, not all measles is 100% the same, and we don't really talk a lot about measles variants per se. And our vaccinations we got when we were kids should protect us, but, I mean, look at what happened a few years back. That started in California. When we get these measles outbreaks and we find them to occur in vaccinated individuals as well, it starts to make you wonder about the different strains. Meningitis is very, very scary. Meningitis is an infection that's very easily spread. This is why kids have to get vaccinated before they go to college. for meningitis because there's bacterial, there's viral. It can spread. It can infect the spinal cord, brain, cause headache, photophobia, light sensitivity, vomiting, brain swelling, coma, seizures, death. It's not good. Measles, spread by the rubeola virus, the respiratory droplets, very infectious, very contagious. Symptoms can appear 10 to 14 days after exposure, include fever, that rash, those little baby red spots, dry cough, runny nose, sore throat, Koplik spots, or these white spots with red backgrounds within the inner cheek of the mouth. Most measles will go away on their own, but sometimes you can get an encephalitis, inflammation of the brain. You can even die. Now, the two-dose MMR vaccine that we all got should provide 97% protection against measles. I don't know, per se, if that's the same amount of efficacy against a measles from a foreign country. Hepatitis A. Hepatitis A affects the liver. Usually, poor hand washing, contaminated food are culprits, but you could sexually transmit hepatitis A. You could very easily spread it when thousands of people are on a plane. It could live outside the body for months. Very easy to transfer to people. You could get jaundice, yellow skin, yellow eyes, fever, abdominal pain, fatigue, dark urine, joint pain, clay-looking stools, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite. And again, not a lot of treatment for hepatitis A because it's viral, so we don't have antibiotics, so rest, fluids, medications. But we also want to make sure we protect the liver. We want to make sure you're vaccinated for hepatitis A, which is why kids and now adults can get hepatitis A vaccines. But the tuberculosis is the scary one. It was once called consumption, has been one of the deadliest lung infections in history. And with recent advances in many of the rich countries, our death rates have drastically dropped. But one third of the world's population is affected with TB, and it ranks in the top three causes of death. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about tuberculosis, but I'm not saying these Afghan refugees are all, you know, going to be bringing us tuberculosis. But when we see studies showing multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis have been found in refugees before, and now we are taking on immigrants, and we are being told that not a lot of these immigrants might be staying on the base. I think there were some rumors that some took an Uber and, you know, decided to not stay on the base. And I get it. That's got to be kind of frustrating to, you know, I can't stay in one place very long. So I get that, you know, they might be like, look, I'm going to find some family members. I'm going to blow this popsicle stand. But the vetting that America has been promising to do has got to be overwhelming. And there's just no way that we're not going to have something slip through the cracks. So the U.S. has to be prepared. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I told you 2021 would not be without its drama. It's just as dramatic as 2020. And if you thought, well, yeah, but we don't have any politics. We don't have an election. 2020 had an election. Oh, no. We got a big election. Got a big election coming up. This California recall election for Governor Newsom is probably bigger than we think. There's been recalls, and states might have their own, let's say, special elections or runoff races. And many times while we're just kind of going about our business, we don't really pay attention to this. But all eyes are watching this Newsom recall election. because California is one of those states, and I was born in California. I love California. But California has been one of those states where publicly they have been one of the more liberal, tight, rule-inflicting, mandating, taxing sort of states. And mind you, I would hate to be a governor that job would have to be, I don't know if I would hate it, but that has got to be a difficult job to be a governor of a state that wide, that vast, with so many different interests. You know, Southern California is like a different country from Northern California. I love both parts, but it's, you know, you think when you're in one state, it's very similar. I live in Nevada. Southern Nevada is like a completely different world than Northern Nevada. Southern Nevada, we kind of find ourselves closer to L.A., Southern California. Whereas Northern Nevada, more like Northern California. It's a different world. So to be governor of a Nevada, governor of California, it's got to be difficult. But on the flip side, right, you have to be aware that you have all these groups. You might think that you just have liberals, but there is a huge conservative population. There's also huge moderates. And California is one of the states that have huge exoduses. Exit I, coming from that state. And they come to Nevada. They come to Utah. They come to Montana. They come to Idaho. They go to Oregon. They go to Texas. And when we saw what happened with COVID, where Florida would not induce a lot of the mandates, California would. And similar outcomes were shown in some of these studies. I still think Florida might have, on the whole, done a little worse than California, but not to the degree that would have warranted the draconian measures that California public officials did. It starts to make you kind of wonder if that sort of rule is sustainable. So when a recall election gets to make its presence, I think they had to have at least 1.5 million signatures. Now, mind you, there are, 75 million, I think, Californians? So it was still a drop in the bucket. But to be able to get Governor Gavin Newsom on a recall ballot, a recall election, is still very telling that you have people very, very upset. But if Gavin Newsom actually loses in this recall election, which is going to happen September 14th, then that could show that the supposedly stereotypical liberal state of California is not as liberal as you think. And they might want Democrats and Republicans combined less extremism. Now, I get it. Governor Newsom, and I'm not here to defend him. I get that. It has got to be tough to run a state like that. Hospitals overrun. But my problem is the hypocrisy. If you're going to go out to eat while telling people that they can't even open the restaurant, if you're going to allow Hollywood to do their business but not small business owners, you got some splaining to do. Well, that's why he's back on the ballot. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger has actually weighed in. Former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has been an example of somebody who could win a gubernatorial race in a recall election. He won, became governor. And then I think he ran again and was going to become governor. Now, he's not endorsing. He's Republican, but very moderate Republican, right? Because he married into the Kennedy family. And then I think they got divorced. And he says he's not going to endorse anybody because he has relationships with a lot of the candidates. And that's actually a very politically, you know, correct statement. That's kind of one of the positions I find myself in. I think a lot of people in the media, you know, you have relationships with these people. And so it's very difficult for you to just publicly, you know, say, this is what I'm going to do and start, you know, start dividing. I wish we didn't have to be so divisive, but we are. But Schwarzenegger said, now I have some Austrian in me, so I want to do the accent correctly. I'm a quarter Austrian. There's millions of people out there that are dissatisfied with the way the corona was handled, dissatisfied with the fires. That's what Schwarzenegger said. Sorry. Get to the chopper. I can't do his accent. I'm sorry. I tried. He says, all of this, however, is, quote, very dangerous for Democratic... I'm sorry. I love Arnold Schwarzenegger. He says, all of this is very... It's Schwarzenegger, is I think how you pronounce it in Austrian, is very dangerous for Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. And apparently he's friends with him. You can't be in that position and that, you know, and not be friends with him. I get that. But he said it's very dangerous for him because you got to take the stuff seriously. For too long, they didn't take it seriously. But now I think they do take it seriously. So this was, I believe, Dana Bash from CNN sat down with the governor to talk to him about, you know, the recall election. So Larry Elder is apparently the front runner, and I know him, syndicated radio host, and he is a very smart guy, very, very smart guy. And if anybody is going to unseat Gavin Newsom, it could be him. But there's some weird stuff going on. So one thing that has been brought up are these holes in the ballot. So there's a video that Larry Elder's camp has been showing that was just shocking to me. But it's been confirmed. Fox 40 is talking about it as well, where some ballot envelopes have holes in it. And when you put your ballot in, the hole exposes an unfilled bubble. So a photo from a viewer in Nevada County shows a hole in an envelope of one of these ballots. These, remember, because we're doing mail-in ballots now, exposing an unfilled bubble. When the ballot is removed from the envelope, it shows the unfilled bubble is for the first question on the ballot. Shall Gavin Newsom be recalled from the office of the governor? So, in essence, people with these envelopes could then tell if you voted yes or no. How the ballots works is if you vote yes, he should be recalled, then you go to question two and you pick one of the other choices. But if most people say no, then Gavin Newsom gets to keep his job. So if that bubble shows that somebody isn't saying yes, didn't fill that part in, somebody could essentially say, okay, this is a ballot we keep, guys, without opening up the envelope. Now, Fox 40 is saying this is not the case for every county, just in those that use certain processing equipment. So why do they have holes? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.